lot of targets, and you know, I think Moncrief really played great last year into this year. So, you know, that's just talking about the receivers, and you know, obviously, I think everyone knows about Fleener and what he can do in the passing game. So, like usual, playing this team, our hands are going to be full in the secondary. We're going to have to really, I think, compete and try to, you know, make every play that they go out there and try to make it tough and not allow any easy catches.
Let's assume Andrew Luck is playing, whether we're thinking he is. How hard is it for you to bring down and as much as keeping plays alive so that you guys have to stay with your guys?
Oh, he's tough. I mean, I think that's something he does very well. You know, not always, you know, scrambling to try to, you know, make 20 yards of it, but moving around and trying to create opportunity to get the ball down the field. Or, you know, even you watch Hasselbeck, you know, against the Jags, where he's about to take a sack and he just flips it to Frank Gore and he's able to pick up good yards. So, you know, obviously Luck is, you know, a little bit more athletic and, you know, being able to escape the pocket and make big plays. But, you know, I think him and Hasselbeck, you know, Hasselbeck's a guy that's been playing for a long time. He understands a lot of what to do in different situations. So, you know, we're preparing, you know, possibly to see both quarterbacks and trying to understand what each one does well and the opportunities they give the team.
Devin, you mentioned Matt Hasselbeck. Are you expecting Andrew Luck maybe to alter his game a little bit? They went to sort of a shorter passing game with Hasselbeck. That seems to work more in their offense this year. Are you expecting to maybe see a different Andrew Luck when he's out there?
Me, I don't know. I think Bill will probably know better than me, but, you know, for us, I think we got to be prepared for anything. You know, we've seen their offense with Hasselbeck and, you know, what they're able to do. We've also seen their offense with Luck. So, you know, really anything's possible. Everything's on the table. So I think the key thing always for us defensively is not to get set on one thing. You know, in this league, each game you get into is some type of adjustments that have to be made because, you know, each team this whole week are preparing for each other and putting different things in and doing things that, you know, we haven't seen on film. So we'll have to, you know, be prepared for everything but be ready to adjust in the game.
Can you pinpoint why you've had so much success against Luck?
I don't know. I think the key is trying to make sure we can do it Sunday. You know, you do different things, you hope it works, and, you know, we'll have to see on Sunday.
One of the things that Bill said yesterday was one of the things that makes Hilton great is that he can make plays on all three levels, short, intermediate, deep balls. Is that something you've seen? What can you do to prepare against that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one of the keys is going to be tackling. You know, obviously, you know, we're going to, you know, try to be on him everywhere he goes on the field. But, I mean, he's a really good player. You know, you've seen him, you know, in the return game at times. And, you know, when you see players in a return game able to make huge plays, that usually adds up to them being able to make a play on every level on offense. So we'll have to defend him short, deep, intermediate. And, you know, it's kind of hard to say he's not going to have a catch, you know, all game. When he does have catches, we got to just make sure we get to him in a hurry and tackle him.
You guys have been able to block up the noise with everything. This is probably a game that's been circled in everybody's calendar. And they're pumping it up. We're ramping it up. How do you remain focused knowing that what your quarterback had to go through in the offseason is one of those things why this game is so big?
It doesn't matter. For us, you know, it's another game. You know, it's not the last game of the season. It's not the first game. You know, we'll play after this. They'll play after this. And, you know, the key for us is just to come out and play well on Sunday. You know, you start worrying about everything else. You lose focus of, you know, playing in the game and trying to execute a game plan. So, that's our focus, you know, executing our game plan and trying to get a win.
Is it fair to say, too, that you sort of have to guard against not just the emotions of everything that happened in the offseason, but you've had so much sustained success against this team that not sort of let overconfidence slip in?
Not really. I mean, we get a friendly reminder each week, every year, that, you know, what you did before doesn't matter. So, you know, I don't think we even think about, you know, the last couple of games or any of that. You know, you just go out and play for, you know, this team. You know, obviously their team's a lot different. This team's a lot different. You know, we just got to go and prepare and be ready for this year.
Assuming that friendly reminder is hashtag.
Devin, first time since 2010 that the Patriots defense didn't allow a touchdown away from home. You guys held your own in the red zone. What do you do to follow that up now this week at Indy?
I think the red air is something we always talk about, you know, here each week going into the game. Obviously, you know, going against Indy is going to be different than going against Dallas in the red area. Each week is different, but I think, you know, we always understand how important it is when we get down there to try to force them to kick field goals. You know, what we have to do exactly, I'm not sure yet, but, you know we're going to come up with a game plan and we're going to have to execute it. You know, we're going to have to stop some of their key guys in the red area, and that's going to include guys on defense making some plays, but, you know, it was going to be a tough matchup just because they have so many weapons once they get close to the end zone. You know, you can't say a couple things to them and, you know, everything magically happened for them, but, you know, try to, you know, tell them some things that might have been tough for me in the defense or tough to understand throughout the years of guys that have come in. And then I think mainly, you know, between me, Logan being right there, answer any questions he has and try to help him out.
You guys lost a fellow captain this week, Nate Solder. How difficult is it going to be to replace him?
I mean, on the field, he's a tough competitor. He does a lot, you know, not just for the offense, obviously, but for the team, having, you know, his presence there, I think, you know. But around here, it's always next guy up. Trying to get done, you know, what he's getting done on the field, and it's going to be tough, but, you know, each guy have to step up, and, you know, off the field, I think it's just tough. You know, you see how much work he puts in, you know, to have to now be sidelined. I think everyone, you feel for him, you know, the team, you know, will find a way and, you know, somehow get guys in there and do what we have to do to continue playing well, but, you know, it just sucks knowing how to have to watch all the work he's put in and definitely stepping up being a leader this year.
Devin, T.Y. is somebody that you've seen